One of London's most iconic landmarks, Tower Bridge was constructed between 1886 and 1894. Designed by Horace Jones and engineered by John Wolfe Barry and Henry Mark Brunel, son of Isambard Kingdom, who we met earlier, the bridge was built specifically to give better access to the East End of London, which was a quickly expanding industrial and commercial space in the 19th century. The bridge is 100 feet, or 240 meters across, and features two 213 feet, or 65 meter tall, towers, which are connected by two walkways at the top. Originally, the idea was for the walkways to be used for pedestrian traffic, but they soon gained a reputation for thieves and were used as brothels by many, and were finally closed for the public good in 1910. They reopened as part of the Tower Bridge exhibition, which you can still visit for an entrance fee, in 1982. It's also free to simply walk across the bottom, should you wish to do so. Tower Bridge is a drawbridge and opens frequently throughout the year. If you're keen to see it, you can check their website for times when the bridge will lift. Now, that would have been very helpful in December 1952, when a number 78 double-decker bus was crossing the bridge from south to north, when the bridge started to raise. The bells that rang to let drivers know the bridge was opening failed, so the driver, Albert Gunter, carried on. Once he realized what was happening, he made a split-second decision to accelerate, leaping over a meter-wide gap between the two bridge panels, dropping 2 meters, or 6 feet, down onto the other side, which thankfully had not yet begun to rise. There were no injuries to the passengers. The bus was undamaged, and Gunter was awarded £10 by the City of London to honor his bravery.